like kind of star shaped. One was like a circle. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just deep, the creativity that went into the various. And you could have a poster or a window placard or a sticky thing or a bumper sticker type of thing that fits your personality, almost the colors you wanted. You know, if you wanted a white background or a blue background or a red background, or you wanted a square shape or triangle, or you wanted to stick on, or you wanted to hammer it on, you had all these options. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, and you talk about branding and advertising and marketing and stuff like that, you know, everybody was into Obama, right. You know, where at first they weren't. But now everybody's into Obama.
From the beginning.
Everybody's trying to like sell Obama coins, Obama dollars, Obama this, Obama that. You know, and I just delete them, delete. And then I see the commercials and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. But then again, then you have the whole Steeler phenomenon.
Right.
Everybody's into the Steelers. Everybody loves the Steelers. All right. If you love the Steelers so much, you're gonna have to love your neighbor too.
I would think so.
You know, you're like honoring and cherishing all these different football players. Majority of them are of a darker hue. Mm-hmm. So,
and if they're
are you going to spread?
They got funny hair. My man would do.
You know, are you going to spread love and humanity to your neighbor? 360 degrees, 365 days of the year as well.
Well, I know the challenge.
You know, not because they have like a 92 on their back. Or 43, or number 7, but just because.
I know the challenge I'm going to push is the challenge, as you mentioned, Dr. King put forward, that there were three, a trinity of evil to fight. Racism's one. Mm-hmm. We're not done with that.
Right.
We've made some progress, obviously, with a black president. But then the other two, poverty and militarism, war. We got big problems. We got two wars.
Yeah.
And there's other wars. The Tamil Tigers are over there fighting. Take your pick. Darfur. Congo, all over the place. Haiti, there is war, not just rumors of war, serious war.
And we got those brothers in Somalia taking those pirating those ships.
Yep.
Taking that oil, man.
Yep, and they're saying that story they're putting out, they're not just pirates. There's some economic warfare going on.
Oh, yeah.
And in the future, if you would, those listening that haven't done it, do a little investigating about wars of the future. You might be surprised. Yeah, oil's there. They talking stuff about wars about water.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
people are fighting over water. They have been for
like 10 years. The Pentagon is saying the major wars in the future are going to be about water, not oil. Maybe food,
natural resources.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then when you get down, I mean, most people, when you say natural resources, you think about oil, coal, stuff like that. But when you start saying it might be
the ground.
Well, and it gets real personal when you start talking about stuff like water and food.
Mm-hmm.
I know my perk right up. I may not immediately care much about coal, and I might be receiving heat from coal. But you start talking about food and water. Wait a minute.
You'll care when you can't get no bananas at the store.
Well,
you'll care for some of your meat eaters when you can't get.
I like apples.
When you can't get your favorite meat because it's like sky high.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're in some interesting times, and as you said, everybody's going to have to step up.
Right.
Step up to the plate.
You know?
And we're going to get some interesting guests in here in the future. Start lining up some folks to come up in here. Keep the ball rolling. Keep you educated. Hopefully you'll come out. Check out Brother Thornhill. Check out Brother Akbar. Check out all of us down there talking about political assassination.
Let's not forget about Black Tie Poetry coming up.
Yes.
The 6th. Week.
That's right.
Black Tie Poetry coming up this Friday. Friday, right? Yeah. 6 p.m. at the Wyndham. Pittsburgh University Place, the second annual Black Tie Poetry. We had Sister Sheila Bisley on last week, and the Brother Colyar called in.
She's in the court.
You know? And also hooked up with, I did something else over this past weekend, but let's talk about Black Tie Poetry.
Keep it
also.
Clean, man. Keep it clean.
You know? This is coming up, and you need to support the Langston Hughes Poetry Society of Pittsburgh. You know, they're going to have a fantastic program coming up on the 6th, so be sure to get out there at 6 p.m. and it's discounted prices for students, all right? And it's a good thing. It's a good thing, so check it out. You know, a lot of different
We want to send our prayers and condolences out to the Broadus family, too. We lost the queen mother of the family.
Oh, Brother Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
want to.
He lost his mom a few weeks ago.
Right. We want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and all the family, my extended family down there in Steubenville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yeah.
You still loud back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I've never met a city that I couldn't go back to. At least as far as I know.
Lots of roots there.
Yep.
Man, we already out of time. We got like, what, 1 minute? I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think we ought to scat out the hour.
No, no, no. We're not going to scat out the hour.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 on your FM dial, WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. So, kind of part two to last week's top 40 countdown show. This is my personal things that I liked last year that maybe didn't make it into the top 40. Maybe because they're weird. Maybe because they're really long. Maybe because they're both like this Body Dillaway Head album of the same name as the band. The band Body Head teaming up with Mr. Dillaway. Do some stuff. So, we're on random schedule, so I'm going to take that opportunity to skip the radio calendar and just let you listen to this music instead. Isn't that better than me talking over it? I thought so.
So Thank you. I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you. saying goodbye. The power of mind flows right through us. Let me feel, not think. Let me build this temple.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station, I hope. A gentleman named Arne Heesch, I think. I don't know. I've never actually heard his name pronounced, so I am winging it in my can't pronounce things kind of way. He had an album out last year called Demons Are Scared. Heard a song from that called Sick of Saying Goodbye. Before that, Pilar, I believe Spanish band with, I think, some ties to Orthodox, but I don't know who else is in the band, and I'm not even sure that anybody from Orthodox is in the band, because it's not like they have introduced themselves or anything, as far as I know. Anyway, they had an album out last year called Abysmos, and there, you heard a song off of it that is all in Spanish, so get ready for bad Spanish. The title of the song is La Caída, Descenso Definitivo, Traves de la Profundidades Mayores. Yes, moving on. Before Pilar, you heard Black Math Horseman, who put out a self-titled album last year, much to my surprise because I thought they broke up. You heard a song from that called Boar Domain. Dylan Carlson from Earth and Lori Goldston, who I don't know what other band she has been in. Dylan Carlson playing guitar, Lori Goldston on cello. They collaborated on an album called Feral Angel. You heard a song from that called Enough Trouble. Started off with Body Dillaway Head, a combination of body, head, and I really should have looked up Mr. Dillaway's first name, but I didn't, so I don't remember. They put out an album called Body Dillaway Head. You heard a song from that called Secret Cuts. This is my attempt to play some of my favorite things from the past year, get it all out of my system, maybe, and get on to new things from this new year since having read, I don't know, a couple dozen best of lists, and now having at least a dozen new bands that I need to go find. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of new stuff real soon. Anyway, what do I need to tell you? I need to tell you that you can help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Secondly, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you are sick, and wash your hands often. Thirdly, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. You can learn more about all of this at cdc.gov/fightflu. Moving on, more things I heard last year that I liked. This band put out an album called Dreams of Dysphoria. This band is called Vacuous. We'll be right back.
this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Thank you.